News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Patikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Three people died and as many were injured in cyclone related incidents as Cyclone Nisarg made landfall near Mumbai, uprooting trees in nearby districts on Wednesday. The cyclone slammed the Maharashtra coast with wind speeds of up to 120 km per hour, making landfall at 12:30 p.m. at Alibag near Mumbai. The process was completed by 2:30 p.m., said a senior official of the India Meteorological Department. A 58-year-old man died when an electricity pole fell on him in Alibag area, said Raigarh District Collector Nidhi Chaudhary. A 65-year-old woman called Manjabai Anand Nawale, a resident of Wahgaon village in Kher Tehsil, died as a wall of her house collapsed and tin sheets on the roof were blown away in the wind. In the third incident, 52-year-old Prakash Mokar, a resident of Mokarwadi in Haveli Tehsil, also died after the roof of his house was blown away and he was injured while trying to catch the tin sheets. Mumbaikars and people in the neighbouring areas, including those in coastal Gujarat districts, had braced for the cyclone, but heaved a sigh of relief as Nisarg's damage appeared limited to the uprooting of trees in affected areas. It did not cause any major damage on the southern coast of Gujarat following landfall and passed without any major incidents and casualties, said the State Relief Commissioner. Alibag witnessed wind speeds of up to 120 km per hour. Although the cyclone made the landfall just 95 kilometers from Mumbai, the metropolitan city largely escaped its wrath. There was a slight change of direction towards northeastwards, which meant the impact of the cyclone on Mumbai was less severe than originally expected, said the IMD. Mumbai witnessed moderate rainfall throughout the afternoon. The wind speed was 26 kilometers per hour. The weather began to clear towards the evening, the IMD said. By 4 p.m., the cyclone had started weakening with wind speeds of 90 to 100 km per hour. It further weakened into a deep depression by 9 p.m. Its intensity also reduced considerably with a wind speed of 25 km per hour. The storm lays over north-central Maharashtra, more than 40 km south of Nashik, 140 km west-southwest of Aurangabad, and 120 km north-northeast of Pune, a 9 p.m. IMD bulletin said. Authorities in Indore and Ujjain divisions in western Madhya Pradesh have been asked to be prepared to deal with the impact of the cyclone that is likely to hit the state on Thursday, said an IMD official. 8 workers were killed and 50 others were injured on Wednesday in a massive fire triggered by a blast in the boiler of a chemical factory at Dahej in Gujarat's Bharuch district, police said. The death toll may rise further as some of the injured workers are in a serious condition, according to police. As companies of methanol and xylene chemicals are located near the affected factory, authorities have shifted about 4,800 people from nearby Lovara and Lakhigam villages to safer places as a precautionary measure. About 230 workers were present inside the factory, Yashasvi Rasayan, located in the Dahej Special Economic Zone 1, 42 kilometers from Bharuch, at the time of the incident in the afternoon, they said. 8 workers died in the boiler blast at the chemical factory located in Dahej Special Economic Zone, while around 50 others sustained injuries, said Dahej Marine Police Station Inspector Vipul Gagia. While 6 charred bodies were recovered from the factory after the fire was doused, 2 more workers died at separate hospitals in Bharuch, he said. 32 injured workers are admitted in various hospitals in Bharuch and nearby areas, he said, adding that the death toll may go up as some of the workers are in a serious condition. About 18 to 20 workers were given a primary aid, local officials said. It took about 6 hours for 11 fire tenders to bring the massive blaze under control, officials said. Meanwhile, senior Congress leader and Rajya Sabha MP from Gujarat, Ahmed Patel, blamed the state BJP government for the incident. He said factories need to undergo complete safety audit as there have been rising cases of industrial accidents in Gujarat. Patel also expressed concern about recent changes in labour laws, which he said will encourage factories to create unsafe working conditions. There has been a rise in industrial accidents in Bharuch district today and people lost their lives. The buck stops only with the state government ensuring safe working conditions that factories have completed safety audits. We are concerned that recent changes in labor laws will incentivize unsafe working conditions, he tweeted. And Snapchat on Wednesday stopped promoting posts by US President Donald Trump, saying they incite racial violence. We are not currently promoting the president's content on Snapchat's Discover platform, Snapchat said in response to an AFP inquiry referencing the youth-focused social network section for recommended content. We will not amplify voices who incite racial violence and injustice by giving them free promotion on Discover. The move came after Twitter took an unprecedented stand by hiding a Trump post it said promoted violence, thrusting rival Facebook into turmoil for refusing to sanction false or inflammatory posts by the US president. The decision was made over the weekend, during which Snapchat parent Snap chief executive Evan Spiegel sent a lengthy memo to employees condemning what he saw as a legacy of racial injustice and violence in the US. Every minute we are silent in the face of evil and wrongdoing, we are acting in support of evildoers, Spiegel wrote, as companies responded to the outrage over the police killing of a black man in Minnesota. I'm heartbroken and enraged by the treatment of black people and people of color in America. Snapchat will not promote accounts in the US that are linked to people who incite racial violence on or off the messaging platform, according to Spiegel. Snapchat will not promote accounts in the US that are linked to people who incite racial violence on or off the messaging platform, according to Spiegel. The Discover feature at Snapchat is a curated platform on which the California-based company gets to decide what it recommends to users. Trump's account remains on the platform. It will just no longer be recommended viewing, according to Snapchat. Master builders of the sea construct the equivalent of a complex five-story house that protects them from predators and funnels and filters food for them, all from snot coming out of their heads. And when these delicate mucus homes get clogged, the tadpole-looking critters, called giant larvations, build a new one, usually every day or so. These so-called snot palaces could possibly help human construction if scientists manage to crack the mucus architectural code, said Kakani Katija, a bioengineer at Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute. Her team took a step toward solving the mystery of the snot houses and maybe someday even replicating them, according to a study in Wednesday's journal Nature. The creatures inside these houses may be small, the biggest are around 4 inches, but they are smart and crucial to Earth's environment. Found globally, they are the closest relatives to humans without a backbone, Khatija and other scientists said. Together with their houses, they are like an alien life form, made almost entirely out of water, yet crafted with complexity and purpose, said Dalhousie University marine biologist Boris Worm, who wasn't part of the study. They remind me of a cross between a living whale and a high-tech filter pump. Also, when they abandon their clogged homes about every day, the creatures collectively drop millions of tons of carbon to the seafloor, where it stays, preventing further global warming, Worm said. They also take microplastics out of the water column and dump it on the seafloor. And if that's not enough, the other waste in their abandoned houses is eaten by the ocean's bottom dwellers. But it's what they build that fascinates and mystifies scientists, because the snot houses are so delicate, researchers haven't often been able to take them to the lab to study them. So Khatija and team used a remote submarine, cameras and lasers to watch these creatures in water about 650 to 1300 feet deep off Monterey Bay in Northern California. These mucus structures aren't simple. They include two heart-like chambers that act as a maze for the food that drifts in, except there's only one way for it to go, into the larvation's mouth. The snot houses often are nearly transparent and flow all around the critter that looks like a tadpole but isn't. It could be the most kind of complex structure that an animal makes, Khatija said. It is pretty astonishing that a single animal is able to do it. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.